My September special has been announced. I know I'm early, but whatevs. And that reading is called Tracy, What's Happening in My Life.
Right. Tracy, you know what's happening in my life?
You know how Yanla has fixed my life. This is what's happening in my life.
Gotcha. So you're biting a little bit.
Yeah, well, just a little bit. I get a lot of emails, Tracy, what's going on, relationships, career, finances. Right. Mm-hmm. So this reading will talk about just that.
Well, 1-877-727-7746. And if you want to be read right now, you can just call.
I want to know what, like, because I'm a September baby. Like, everybody in my family is September. My husband, my son, one of them. What's like in our, like, what's the deal with the moon and all that stuff?
Well, the moon right now is in the sign of Cancer. It literally just moved into the sign of Cancer. And so this is going to put everyone in somewhat of a cranky, moody, temperamental
vibe. Nice. Great.
Because, you know, that's what happens when the moon's in the sign of Cancer. But for Virgos in general, you know, there's a lot of energy happening in the sign of Cancer presently that is just making you guys totally social. Networking events, you know, group alignments and joining organizations and all that stuff.
We could use it.
So that's kind of the energy that's happening right now for Virgos.
1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Say hi to Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
I just want to really know what's going on with my relationships and my career.
Okay. What's your sign? What's your birthday?
It's December 17th.
All right. Well, as far as relationships go, you know, you really should have had an opportunity to meet several potential mates over the past year or so. Did any of those stick?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. And so hopefully then things are going well then for you in the relationship front. Are you concerned or what's your specific question there?
Well, I have two potential people, but I'm not sure on, you know, which way to go.
That's what's up. Choices. Candidate.
That explains it. Well, what are their signs? I can at least tell you which one you'd go well with if we're just looking at their sun sign.
One is in October.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't think of the date right now. And the other one is, I think he just had a birthday maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so if that's the case, then he's a Leo. And Leos go well with Sagittarians because you're both fire signs, and so there's just this innate understanding between
and
you.
Both thirsty. Sorry.
And that. but for your other person who's born in October, if he's a Libra, that's a good match. If he's a Scorpio, you're going to have some trouble there.
I think he's a Scorpio, though.
Okay.
Oh,
boy. Well,
all right, well, good
that
luck
explains
that.
It. Yeah, good luck.
Good morning. Hello, you're on with Tracy, the astrologer.
Hello, yes, my name is Ebony.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
And what's your question?
Yes, I wanted to know about my marriage and about my finances.
Okay. Well, as far as your marriage goes, you know, I can say for certain that Virgos are kind of in the midst of some confusion and maybe even a little fogginess with regards to their close relationships. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing as much as it may see you putting your significant other on a pedestal or not necessarily seeing him for who he is. And if that's the case, it's just a matter of you learning to accept what's in front of you. I don't know if you're experiencing any kind of disillusionment there, but that's what's happening for most Virgos on the relationship front.
Yes, because I'm married to a Leo.
Okay. Well, you know, Virgos and Leos, that's actually a decent match. I mean, they both complement one another. So the compatibility there isn't such a bad thing.
Does he compliment you?
Well, yeah, but right now we like...
I mean, does he ever tell you look really good in that dress?
That's not what she meant. That's not what she meant.
That was really good last night,
sweetheart. That's not what she meant.
I like your
by
hair.
By compliment. That's not I always think Leos are like... asses because they think they know everything. They think they're hot stuff.
Yeah, Leo men can.
They
are quite egotistical.
Yeah,
but it really covers up a whole bunch of insecurity.
Wow,
that's really what it boils down to.
Well, good luck with that, sweetheart, with your insecure man.
Oh, now she didn't say her man was insecure.
I'm just saying she put it out there. Good morning, hello. You're on with Tracy, the astrologer.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a Capricorn, and I wanted to see what's coming up career wise.
Career-wise, you actually have some positive energy coming your way on the career front, starting towards the middle of September into November. Capricorns in general have really dealt with a lot of difficulties on the career front, probably since 2009. And you may have noticed last year that energy tapered off a bit, which is good. Hopefully you've learned some important lessons in terms of discipline and focus on the career front. And you'll be able to apply those lessons come mid-September into November there.
All right. Good luck with that now. Good morning, y'all. I'm with Tracy the Astrologer.
Yes, I have some questions for Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead. You got one.
Okay, my name is Sharina, and I was just wanting to know, like, as far as my career, my sign is Gemini, and do I match well with Aries?
Gemini and Aries is a good match. It's a complementing match. It's a match that involves a lot of different activity, mental stimulation, as well as physical activity in terms of, you know, different spontaneous events that you may attend to or different ideas that come up. So it's an exciting match. As far as career for Gemini, you're actually in the middle of a cycle right now, career-wise, that could really benefit you in the long run. So make sure you take advantage of this energy.
All right. 29 minutes past the hour, and Tracy the Astrologer here. Hey, Wendell tweeted, can you ask Tracy if this is a good match? I'm December 5th, and she's September 15th. What is your opinion?
It's a tough match. I mean, both are able to adapt to one another, which is good. Sagittarius is definitely much more carefree and spontaneous than Virgo. And so that's where the difficulty may come into play.
Gotcha. Good morning. Hello. You're on with Tracy the Astrologer.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We waited for you. Anyway, what's your birthday?
February 1st, 1994.
Okay, what's your question?
I just had a question about, I guess, my relationship and my education. This is my second year in college. So I'm just trying to see how it's going to go.
What, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
What's his sign?
Scorpio.
Okay, well, that's a tough match. Ooh, you know, yeah. Both signs, Aquarius and Scorpio are fixed. So you guys are both very stubborn. And you both operate on very different levels. Scorpio is extremely emotional and has this brooding kind of energy, whereas Aquarius is very light and very airy and very detached. And so, you know, you both fascinate one another because of your differences. But when it comes to long-term stability in a relationship, it can be very difficult for you to find a common ground. So in this relationship, it will be important for you to not only accept your differences, but to respect them as well.
Right.
And in doing so, you know, it'll take some work, but it definitely could last if you're willing to put forth the effort.
Here's the bottom line. Make love, don't talk.
Here's the other thing. What are you, 19? Yeah. You're 19. Don't even think about a relationship right now. Think about a relationship with school. Back.
Get into the books.
Yeah, get into the books. You got plenty of time.
Make love to the books. Okay, good luck. My bad. I really kind
of. We sound like old farts, didn't we? But I mean, when I was in college, I was like, ew, I'm love. And, you know.
What is an old fart? I mean, they don't stick around.
They don't, but I'm just saying, like, you
Never
know.
Never mind. Thank you. Fine. Goodness gracious.
My bad.
Good morning. I'm with Tracy the Astrologer. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a Virgo, 913, and I'm calling about love and career.
Well, career-wise, you actually should have had some luck on the career front, at least over the past year since 2011, or since 2012. Is that the case?
Not really.
Oh, well, that's too bad, because there's been a lot of positive energy for Virgos in general on the career front. Hopefully, the residue of that energy is around to help you along. As far as relationships, relationship opportunities tend to pick up for Virgos around mid-February into mid-March of next year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, definitely put yourself out there, and by 2014, February into March, you'll have better opportunity to find and attract and keep love.
So wear a really low-cut blouse.
Oh.
Put yourself out there.
Okay.
It helps.
Have you tried blackpeoplemeet.com as well? There's websites.
Help. Yeah, I saw ribs, chicken, hot links. Yeah. Blackpeoplemeet.com. Yeah.
Busy right now. Right.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Y'all still taking calls for?
Yes, ma'am. And what is your sign?
My birthday is 8/26, so I'm a Virgo. And I was just wondering about my career. I'm also a recent college graduate.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I've been applying and everything. Just wondering, you know, what's the outlook?
Okay. Well, first of all, happy belated birthday. You share a birthday with my sister. And as far as career stuff, you know, like a lot of Virgos have called in today, and career energy has been helping Virgos over the past year or so, since the middle of 2012. And so hopefully, you know, you will, in fact, identify something for you, especially now that you've just recently graduated. Hopefully you will be able to use this energy to find the job that you want.
What'd you study? She gone?
Business administration.
What do you want to do?
I want to do something when sales, or I've mostly worked in, you know, clerical office type environment.
Okay.
But I'm trying to step out of the box and do something better.
We just did that when she got out of college.
Yeah, yeah, I stepped right out of the box. But first you have to
figure out what you want to do. It's not a good thing, sweetheart.
I wasn't. Yeah.
People were asking for discounts and everything.
Really?
And
were they?
You did your thing. I ain't mad at you. We're Never. Really proud of you.
Hater.
UT. Okay. Never. Good morning. Hello. Hook 'em horns.
That's right. Oh, hook her horns.
Hook her horns.
Uh-oh. You're a jerk.
Yeah. Truth hurts, isn't
it? Oh, it's so
Don't
funny.
Get mad at me. Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
Yeah, I was there, honey. I lived it.
Shut your mouth.
All right. I mean, I was there collecting.
Ma'am,
money.
Did you have a question for Tracy?
Make sure you pay her.
Yes, I have a question as far as love and career. My career is going well, but I was thinking about a change in field, and I'm trying to see how that'll go. And as far as love, I'm a Leo, and I'm trying to see how does a Leo match with a Taurus.
As far as career-wise, there was a solar eclipse that brought about some really positive movement on the career front for Leos, and that happened back in May. So between now and towards November and really into next year, you've got some positive energy happening for you on the career front. As far as Leo and Taurus in a relationship, this is a tough match. You know, the one thing that you both have going for you is that you're both highly committed people. You're highly committed signs. And you will definitely appreciate how your Taurus goes out of the way to make you happy and the attention that he gives.
But
Leo and Taurus, they're stubborn. You're both very stubborn signs. Taurus is probably a bit more rigid, whereas you're more open-minded. And so this is a difficulty, a challenge that you'll have to be mindful of.
Tweet, tweet.
Freaky Rick writes, hey, I'm February 6th. She's August 30th. Will this relationship work?
Aquarius and Virgo tend to get along mentally, in that, you know, both are very communicative, both are very smart and intelligent. And so that's definitely one thing that this couple has going for them.
Right.
As far as long-term stability, I don't know. You both may get bored of each other, to be quite honest. But
that's when you bring in somebody else.
You know, obviously, I mean, like I always say, we're so much more than our sun signs. If you really want an in-depth compatibility
reading,
what if
you have a daughter?
Set that up.
What?
She says you're so much like your sun sign.
Sir.
If you have a daughter. Wow.
Sun, moon, stars, like that.
Oh, I was confused.
Tweet, tweet.
James M. writes, ask Tracy, does two Leos make a good match?
Oh, Lord.
Two Leos.
I'm a Leo, and
win?
I dated a Leo, and it was okay.
Really?
It was okay. When you have two Leos together,
it's
a battle.
For who wants to be, like, somebody's got to be the boss.
Battle of the egos, yeah. Exactly.
Come on, like, now. There was some weirdness now.
Both signs. Both signs need attention. And so you will have to take turns giving each other attention, letting each other be in the spotlight.
I don't mind taking turns. Yeah. As long as you can keep in score.
Oh, my God.
My turn.
Yeah. You don't seem like your average Leo, though.
It was your
Leo's
turn last time. It's my turn again.
I have a Virgo rising.
Oh, happy.
Who's next?
We weren't listening to them. We just kept moving on.
Good morning, y'all, with Tracy, the astrologer.
Hi, this is Molly from Louisville.
Okay, what is your sign?
My sign is Aries, Earth Days 4870.
Okay, and your question?
Wanted to know career-wise and love-wise.
Career-wise, you've got some tough energy happening for you on the career front. It's a subtle energy, but nevertheless, it is an energy that's essentially tearing down what it is you know professionally. So all that you've done on the career front is changing. And how you are adapting to this really depends on how you yourself are changing. You are undergoing some significant changes in the sense that you kind of want to be free to do what you want to do. And career is preventing that. And so you're trying to navigate this energy and make the necessary adjustments. And that's something you're going to be working on for a little bit. All right. So just be mindful of that. Relationship wise, you had some tough energy affecting you on the relationship front back in 2009 for a couple of years. But that energy is lifted. It's moving away. And so hopefully you're applying lessons learned to any new relationships that come up for you.
Tracy, thank you so much. You have just been welcome. So wonderful again today.
Thank you.
People want to get at you. How do they do it?
Randomnessofrudy.com or email me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at randomnessofrudy.com. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's always great to have her on.
She kept reading her boyfriend. That's why it didn't work.